This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
So then, has Laura, who works on this show, got the job as P. Diddy's PA? This has been rumbling on for months now. I've got faith in you, Laura. I've got faith. Put it there. High five, sister. We missed. And again. High five. Right.
I'm doing the drum roll.
All right. Yeah, shut up. Zip it. Right, this,
give it some excitement.
This is from Oprah Winfrey's show on American TV, where P went on there and announced who the winner and who's going to be his new PA is, right? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be you, Laura? Here it comes.
Okay, so who's it going to be?
Heather.
Who the hell is Heather? Who's Heather?
We didn't know who. We didn't even know Heather was one of the contenders. It's not Heather Mills, is it?
Don't know. Well, let's find out. Would you like to know what Heather thinks about herself? Here she is.
I think I should have this job because my experience as a lawyer, a returned Peace Corps volunteer, and my wide scope of professional experiences, I believe, make me uniquely qualified to serve Mr. Combs.
Right, so she's a lawyer, and she's a Peace Corps volunteer.
It's not Heather Mills.
It's not Heather Mills, is it? No. And she's on about her experience. Well, you're already a PA, aren't you? Let's go back to your audition.
Basically, I'm already a PA to Scott Mizzle, Manizzle. So it's going to be an easy job for me, Holla. Wickedy whack.
She doesn't sound like... Heather doesn't sound anything like as hip as Laura is.
Sounds a bit overqualified.
Doesn't sound like she can communicate with Puff like Laura can.
Yo, Puff! Wagwan! Hi, it's Laura here. I'm from New York. No, I'm from Old York. You're from New York. Together, we can make such a great team.
Okay. And now compare your bubbly audition with Heather.
I think I should have this job because my experience as a lawyer, a returned Peace Corps volunteer, and
there's you.
Yo, Puff!
See, you're much more fun. I don't understand this decision at all. Also, can I ask, are you humble?
What's that?
Right, Heather, who's won, she's humble.
And I'm very humble and not unwilling to take the role of assisting him because I understand who the star is in this relationship and I'm willing to support him in the way that he needs.
Right, well, that's not fair. You might be humble, love.
And I'm very humble and...
Yeah, but also, you were offering to support him in any way that he needed as well, weren't you?
Hmm.
If we cast our minds back to the audition...
If I'm your PA, you can touch me whenever you want. All the time.
See, yeah. That's got to beat being humble.
Oh, yeah. She said she was humble. You said he could touch you anytime he wanted.
That's because he touched me.
That's right. However, there could be a reason. This is the only thing, I think, why you didn't get the job.
Right.
Listen to this from Oprah's show.
And we had the FBI check them out.
I was going to say background checks.
Background checks. We know where they live. Everybody lives and got a little psychological test going on. Everybody's sane.
You see, they did background checks.
And psychological tests.
The FBI checked you out, baby. And I think you may have failed the FBI check.
Yeah.
Would you like to also know why he picked Heather instead of you?
Yes, please.
What made you decide to choose Heather? It was just a passion.
Well, yeah. Whatever. You had passion as well.
If I'm your PA, you can touch me whenever you want. Mm. All the time.
Yeah? You were offering passion up right there to P. Diddy, weren't you?
That's passion with capital letters.
Here's what else Puff liked.
It was the way she articulated herself. I think she really understood what the job entailed.
The way she articulated herself?
I'm very humble.
I'm very humble? That's articulate. This is ridiculous. Also, you knew what the job entailed as well, unlike Heather, I think.
I'd just like to say I will be really discreet about you and Beyonce because I realise that, you know, you guys like to keep things quite private. Word.
However, I know you're upset, but there is some good news. Check this out.
It was not an easy decision, guys. And one of the great things is that I'm honestly looking for a total of 4 assistants. So you guys are still in contention.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for assistance out there, so still post your videos on YouTube.
Oh, God, this is never going to end. Heck, that's P. peed on Heather's bonfire a little bit. Thousands of entries. She's like, right, I'm the winner. Oh, and then he says, oh, I'm looking for a four assistants.
Does that mean I have to do another interview?
I don't think so, because they contacted you, didn't they? They emailed you. So you must be on the shortlist.
But you see, the thing is, I think I picked up the email a bit late.
Right, so you didn't get back to them on time.
Well, I don't always check my YouTube account.
Right, back to them now. You could be assistant number three.
You had the Oprah Winfrey Show emailing you and Puff Daddy's office emailing you, and you were like...
called them back.
Right, and what happened? Nothing.
I think I was too late.
Great, okay. Well, call them back, because he's looking for four assistants, and there's still a chance that we could get rid of you.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
A lot of people picking up on the fact that you just weren't humble enough to get the job. That's why P. Diddy said...
stupid.
And I'm very humble and not unwilling to take the role of assisting him, because I understand who the star
Heather's
is
humble.
In this relationship, and I'm willing to support him in the way that he needs.
Can I just ask, what is it with Americans and the letter H? Why can't they do that?
I don't know.
I'm very humble. Like they say herbs, don't they?
Yeah.
Herbs. No, it's H-E-R-B-S. That's herbs, not herbs. Do they say, oh, I'm feeling a bit ill, I'm just going to go to the hospital? Oh, I might just go and ride my horse. Oh, I've got hiccups. Stupid.
Why would you ride your horse to go to the hospital?
Stupid.
Hey.
Loads of people are offering you jobs now, though, look.
I'm not interested.
Neil in Cheshire wants you to be his PA. And you've also been offered the job because P. Diddy turned you down as driver's mate in someone's lorry. I don't quite know what that entails.
I was just wondering, you know, I'm a bit upset.
Yes.
Because of this rejection.
Hmm.
You know, how much do you earn a year?
I'm not...
Is it like 586,000?
No. Where did you pluck that from?
Like half a million?
No.
Half a million pounds a year?
No. Not in any way.
How much is it again?
He's gone bright red.
It's something like that.
It was
that,
in the sun a while ago.
Yeah, it's something like that. Say you earn £1 million a year.
Right, let's say that I don't, but yeah.
Well,
if we were to say a figure, what would we say?
I don't know.
All right.
£586,000 a year. Can you buy me some shoes?
That's nice.
You always ask this.
Yeah, but you never put out, do you?
No, I don't put out.
Which you should on 560. It's 86,000.
I don't earn that 586 figure that you plucked from nowhere.
Approx.
503. Here's the news of sport with George and Mark.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Can we stop the text now, please, about asking how much I earn? Because it's a private matter, to be honest. Some people are going to believe it's £586,000 a year now, thanks to you, Lord. Cheers very much.
Somebody said on Wikipedia it says it's £130,000.
Why are we discussing this?
But then somebody else said it was £230,000 in the paper a while ago.
Was it?
But I think it's more than that. From what you've said to me in the past.
This is private. Why
are
you
doing... It's something like 585,000.
No, it isn't. Stop
the thing
it.
Is, though, if you don't then reveal what it is, people will think that it's 585,000.
You don't ask people what they earn. It's
no,
just a
don't.
Private
it's rude.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's
but
really
this is
rude.
Just us.
It's not just us. There's like 6 million people listening now.
Don't forget about them. How much do you earn?
They want to know what they contribute to your wage, yeah. Those 6 million people listening, and therefore they have a right to know.
How much do you earn, then?
What?
How much do you earn?
But that isn't the point of
this
conversation.
Is.
That's
Laura?
How much I earn.
Right.
I can tell you that I earn a lot less than you.
Oh, God. I don't want
to. Do
this.
You earn more than me?
No, not massively, no.
That's a lie.
Let me have a look. Oh, yeah, I do. It's 5.13.
He gets that a week.
He gets £550,000 more than that.
No, I do not. Stop that. People are going to believe you. God. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Worth every penny.
Why have you gone red?
I just don't like talking about money. It's just rude.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. I'm worth every penny. Is that your new slogan?
It's horrible talking about money. It's disgusting. I hate it.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills on Radio 1 and I'm worth £585,000. Hello.
I'm going to play Maroon 5 next.
I think people would prefer this discussion to continue.
I hate this. And Kylie's coming up as well, and the Fratellis, and innuendo... What now?
I just think people have the right to know how much you earn.
Next, it's Innuendo Bingo with Autumn Watch. I asked her to